Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Dede Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 92.9 The Game, for all your social needs of this station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. Welcome into the show. Another week into the look of world of high school sports still to come. Lincoln Dallaire, wide receiver for the Stars Mill Panthers. They got a big matchup this week, Friday night. I'll be down that way. You'll be able to hear my reports on the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. Back to a normal show this week. Obviously, again, last week, the impact of Hurricane Helene affecting high school football all throughout the state of Georgia. Friday night, we had to scramble because a lot of teams and programs and, you know, waited as long as they could to decide whether or not they were going to cancel their games, postpone them and whatnot, and that was the case. And in fact, my first two games were postponed, and I ended up that's how I ended up with the Spalding game. Shout out to Garrett Chapman. He ended up at the Wesleyan game because his original game got moved to Saturday. I think his original was going to be Stockbridge. And who did Stockbridge beat last week? Jones County. The impacts were felt by everyone. In fact, Coach Morstar of the Lakeside Vikings, they decided they would move their matchup with Tri-Cities up to Wednesday so that they can get it in and not have any impact. And I got a chance to catch up with him afterwards just to talk about that process. But first, I asked him, you know, just what he was liking out of his team as they've gotten this season off to a really good start with the win over Tri-Cities. They now sit. And, okay, what just happened? There we go. They got four wins in a row now, sit at 4-2 overall. And here's what he had to say about how they got this season rolling.
Our kids have, I guess, over the years, from where the program started when I got the job to where we are now, just the ability to keep playing no matter what happens. Good plays, keep playing back. Bad play happens, keep playing. Just play the next play and keep trying to piece things together in a positive, and that's what they've been able to do.
All right, and going back to Wednesday's matchup with Tri-Cities, you guys had a fight on your hand. What do you feel was key in being able to pull off the victory?
Definitely being able to possess the ball. We had minimal number of turnovers. I think we had one, and I know that they had at least four. So, I mean, just the ability to possess the ball and keep the ball, the big part of football, like anybody knows, when it's dry, but especially when it's wet. So we were very fortunate that we had a good system of trying to keep our balls dry, and also our quarterback was real conscious about possessing the ball and not, you know, pulling out from underneath center too fast when he was under center, or taking a shotgun snap, make sure he kept his eyes on the ball to catch the ball before he looks up. So those things were major.
All right, and obviously weather impacting this area and causing games throughout the state to be moved. You all opted to move up a day. Did you have any concerns about that, you know, moving the game up and type of impact it could possibly have on, you know, the mindset of your players moving into the matchup?
No, I think the biggest thing that everybody always worries about is recovery of your kids from the previous game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, playing a couple of days early doesn't seem like much to somebody who doesn't understand football, but that could be a lot on the body. So to have to turn around and play a game, you play the game on Friday night, and you turn around and you play one again on Wednesday. That's pretty quick turnaround for football as far as recovery goes. But our kids were excited because they wanted to play the game. They wanted to get rained out. We had that situation in our very first game of the season where I made a decision not to go back on the field due to weather, and it actually cost us a loss. So mm-hmm. We were just trying to get it in and get it finished. So we wanted to make sure we didn't make the same mistake twice.
Coach, last season you all played a non-region schedule, but you had some tough opponents. Talk about how that played a role in preparing you all for this season of region play, which right now you guys are sitting at 3-0 in the standings.
Yeah, that's part of building. You know, when I first got the job, I went out for the first spring practice. There was 12 kids out there. Mm. And we were playing 7A football with 30 kids. And we've been fortunate in the last reclassification, getting moved to 5A. We played the non-region schedule. We were actually classified as a 6A program, but we're still trying to build numbers. And right now we're sitting at about 65 kids, and that's the most we've had, and the good thing is those kids are coming and coming to practice and working hard every day, and they bought into what we've been doing. So the non-region part of it was about building confidence to kids, knowing that they wouldn't go get beat 50 to nothing by playing at Gwinnett schools, and just having a chance to compete and learn how to play football from start to finish of a game. And I think all those things helped us build up to where we are now with a little bit of momentum and trying to keep it going.
All right, and that was head coach Morstar of the Lakeside Vikings football team. And, again, they moved their game up to Wednesday due to Hurricane Helene. And Chamblee, who they will play this week, they agreed to move that game till Saturday because Chamblee moved their game last week to Saturday, so they didn't want to turn around, like you heard him say, you know, shorten those weeks, have less days in between for you guys to recover. So they'll play Saturday, another region matchup, and if Lakeside can get the win, that'll be their fifth in a row, and it'll move them to 4-0 in the region standings. But, again, the impact, as you heard Coach say, of Hurricane Helene and what it's done to high school football, just really just around the state, to the point to where Georgia High School Association decided to, which was the right move, push the start of the playoffs back a week. So November 15th now instead of November 8th. And what happens is that bye week that we technically had throughout in the middle of the playoffs, right, be Thanksgiving Friday, that's not going to be there anymore. So it is what it is. You know, again, hats off to Coach Starr and the Vikings, off to a really good start on the season. A young man that had a really great game, and he's having a great start to the season, to his senior season, I should say, but had a one heck of a game on, I think they played Saturday, and that is Mr. Rashawn Truell of the New Hempstead football team down in Savannah. And I know, like, he's probably got to listen. Well, we talked, he's got to listen online. You can't listen, you know, in the car and all that good stuff. But these numbers that he put up in their game against Perry last week, 635 passing yards and 6 touchdowns. Now, unfortunately for them, they did not get the win, and it was a region matchup. It was the region opener, so they sit at 0-1 in the region. But those numbers put him so it depends on how you look at it. Brookwood's Rod Waldrip last season, I believe it was, he had like 690-some-odd yards in a game and 9 touchdowns. So he's got the overall, I believe they say the way they word it is, he's got the overall single game passing record. And then Rashawn is like, he's just right there. But, again, 635, 6 touchdowns. I reached out to Rashawn because I had to get him on the show, man. And here's my conversation with him. And we'll head out to the wayforward.com hotline where Rashawn is joining me now. Rashawn, first off, thank you for taking a couple of minutes out of your day to join me, man. And congratulations on, getting your senior campaign underway. And most importantly, man, I know you guys didn't get the win, which is which would have mattered the most. But congratulations, man, on one heck of a game for you this past week.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me on, too.
Oh, without a doubt, man. So I got to ask, man, obviously the game's going on, so you're probably not keeping tabs on a whole lot. But once it ends and you find out that you finish with 635 in yards passing and 6 touchdowns and make a new mark in Georgia High School Association history, man, just talk about, obviously the win would have been important, would have been more important, but those numbers and that record, just when it kind of all kicked in and you kind of thought about it, just talk about, just what it felt like to know that you kind of, reached that mark.
Yeah, so like initially, it took us a minute to get all the numbers back. We didn't have our stat guy there for the game on Saturday. But when I finally got like the numbers back, I really didn't think I was close to like what I had. I probably had around like 500, like low 500. Once I seen that number, it was crazy. it's also bittersweet because we didn't get the win, but it was a blessing knowing that I was able to like do that at a high level against a great team in Perry. We ran a 4A champs. So, and after knowing it was a record, I really was at a loss for words.
Right, right. Well, man, again, congratulations, because it obviously everyone throughout the state has heard about it and seen about it, and I wanted to make sure I reached out to you. Let's talk about, again, you're in your senior campaign, man. Obviously, you want to try to lead your guys, deep into the season and hopefully be, as the mantras around high school football in Georgia is, be playing some December football, clearly opening up the region again with the loss, but you got a chance to bounce back this upcoming week when you take on Ware County. Man, just what is it about this team that you feel good about that you guys can, again, rebound from last week and, again, make a deep run, find yourselves, playing some December football?
One thing about our team, we always been through a lot of adversity as a team. Mm-hmm. Coming back from last year, we didn't have our own practice field. Our practice field was shut down. People were cracking our field. Even this year, now our track is also, our field is also unavailable. We had to move, go to different stadiums and different places to practice. So I think, with the laws, the early laws, I think our team, be able to adjust, get it back in, hopefully pull out wins.
All right. And, again, as you guys get ready for Ware County, what's kind of the message for you as a leader on this team? What's the message from you to your teammates, as you guys continue preparation?
Don't look at the man across from us today. Ware County is a great team. We all know that. But at the end of the day, everybody has to put on pads. We put on pads. Everybody got to strap up their helmet. We strap up our helmet. So just go out there and just play your game and just do what the coaches tell you. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter what the names of the people are, what the name of the school is. You got to go out there and play every Friday or Saturday. So just go out there and play. And the result, just know that you give your all at the end of the game.
All right. Senior campaign again, as we're joined by Rayshon Truel here of New Hampstead football team. What's going to be key for you? Obviously, you're focused on the season, but when it comes down to you, when you start getting ready to make a commitment, what's going to be key for you in a program in campus that you're going to be looking for to let you know, that's the spot you want to say, this is where I'm going to continue my academic and athletic career?
Well, first thing, I'm big on family, so the play that gave me the most, family oriented feeling, and really the play that my mom, me and my mom talk a lot about it. The play that my mom gets the best feeling, and both of us get that feeling about the school. Second is academics. I'm big on academics. I'm a 4.0 kid, so I want to go somewhere where I know I could get a good degree, and be able to leave out the school with a benefit, and not just go on just go. And lastly, development. I want to be able to go somewhere where I could develop myself. And be able to, give myself a chance to be able to play at a higher school or go, go pro. So that's my main focus as far as commitment.
All right. Well, man, it's been a pleasure having you join me here. Real quick, I got to ask, you've been on the sticks for since college football's been back out. Have you been on the sticks?
Oh, you already know.
who you like to rock with? Who you play with the most?
I usually go off who I'm playing against.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'm a Georgia guy, though. I'm a Georgia guy.
Okay, good deal. Yeah, you got to love what Georgia could do on that game, man. So, hey, man, listen, Rayshon, man, appreciate it. Congratulations, man, on a fantastic high school career and obviously the big accomplishment this past week as you are, officially stamped your name in the Georgia High School Association football record books, man. One heck of a deal there, man. So congratulations on that, and good luck to you down the stretch, man.
You too. Have a good day.
All right, man. Great stuff there, Rayshon and Coach Morris Starr. Appreciate both of them taking time out their day. Still to come, my guy, Lincoln Delaire, man, Stars Mill Panthers wide receiver. They got a big matchup coming up. It's a rematch from last year in the playoffs, which Lincoln had the biggest role in the outcome of that game. And, yeah, man, great conversation with him. It's all coming up right here on Prep Sports Nation. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.